What was the problem then that the Arians had with the Jew? That they
the tried Jews to exterminate were, the Jews. They didn't try to exterminate them. They made them stronger. They're still talking about that shit. All this was a chosen people, a lineage they were trying to remove. The Germans were then trying to make the perfect race. It's the same thing that they were trying to do with Adolf Hitler when he was trying to make a perfect race. He was trying to breed you back to God. And he was taking blue. Blonde haired, blue eyed, fair skinned people that were running along to get themselves all fixed up to be perfect, to be gods, to be godlike. Well, that was the pornography version. That's the pornography version of being a god. And so then they looked at God's chosen people, the Israel, the chosen one, they had the white stone. Moses wrote the Torah. He represents that crew. The bones of Joseph were brought out of Egypt. That's where the power was contained in the ark that they drug from Midian. That's where all of those Moabites got fucked up the last time. They had the representation. The true part sons of Moses, the true part sons of Abraham, the true part sons of God. The root and the branch of Jesse. So those where it comes from, so it was a slap in the face to the German heirs. The German heirs was going to have to get rid of that. That's the standard by which the tribes are where that information flowed through. So they had to get rid of the heirs. Because that was the smack in the face. Because they would just shake their head and lay their stick down, and their serpent would eat their serpent, eat the other soothsayer serpent. So they had to make the gas chambers to get rid of them, and it still didn't get rid of them. So there you go. It doesn't matter. Then what happens is that's what the Aryan position. Now we're talking about the Nazi Aryans is the ones you're referring to. Because there's other Aryans that just think there shouldn't be any miscegenation and all that kind of stuff. And that's all good, well and fine and everything. But when you rip all the skin off of you, there's not a lick bit of difference. Most of you are beigey red when we rip all the skin off of you. So either way, it's okay with me. And they don't hate red people somehow, so it's all good. Oh, wait, they did bad things to the red man. Oh, yeah, never mind. Forget about all that. It's a whole other cliche archetype. But the whole fun of the interplay that we make in with that whole twisting part is it's not about superior. Be God. Then you won't have to worry about all this miscegenation.